The Terrier by Lucy Jackson, read by Derek Jacobi. And I'm reading this for Bella, our beloved Irish Terrier, who suits the poem exactly. If you ask why I don't always do as you say, it's simply because I know best. I'm a terrier, remember, and following rules never puts my skills to full stretch. I keep myself toned, and all senses well honed, to cope with matters of urgency. For I'm in charge here, and you must be aware that I deal with every emergency. We're invaded by pigeons, and squirrels, and frogs. My patrol at the garden is ceaseless. I dig all those holes just to trap a few moles, a passing fox or weasel. That cat on the gate is a crying disgrace. I'm biding my time to dispatch her. The mouse in the cupboard is really a rat. I've plans in the pipeline to snatch her. You complain about barking? Well, it's mostly for laughing. And I'm perfectly charming to friends. But I can't abide liberties, presumptions, and subtleties from dogs who may wish to offend. I admit to some issues on chewing and tweaking and loafing on sofas and chairs, but even when snoozing, I'm ready and willing, and quick as a flash I'll be there. For you know that I love you with all that I am, and all that I have is yours, and all of my life, like that green, green grass, is yours and yours and yours. With apologies to Leo Marx and Violette.